Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Dave Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Coming up on 7 after the hour, this is the weekend program called Good Day Health. I'm Mr. Good Day. At least some people call me that. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day logo and moniker is something that I created for the radio back in the 1980s, actually, and been around since then. One of the reasons it's been around as long as it has is because of the service of great people like Dr. Ken Kronos, who's here now on Good Day Health to discuss the findings of lots of people doing research, the publication of these findings in the journals of medicine, and what they all mean to you. That's the bottom line. How can you be helped with information that is transcribed, if you will, translated by one of the preeminent the cardiologists in the country. That's a disjointed sentence. Maybe I should say that, Ken.
Does anybody call you Mr. Good Time?
Mr. Good Time? They call me Mr. Good Day. Yeah, that happens. Okay. But and by the way, when we do our commercial for the free nights in Las Vegas, I say, and other people have said, for a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. So, yeah, I guess there's some of that. For a good time, no, I don't know, not necessarily a good time, but for good information, you can call Ken's office at 352-735-1400. You can call that number and they leave a message, and you want to set up a time, an appointment with Ken at his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Amadora, Florida. That's a great way to do it. Or telemedicine connection, 735-1400. Local number area 352 in Central Florida, 352-735-1400. And the last number I will give you is the number to call right now if you would like to ask Ken a question. 855-999-3684. Ken will answer your question during our Ask Dr. Ken segment that every week on this program. We have a segment devoted to your questions and Ken's answers. That's Ask Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. Okay, let's get to some of the meat and potatoes, if you will. I thought this was about as it prompted me at 4 o'clock this morning to put, actually it was earlier than that, I think it was 3 o'clock, to put my sort of Fitbit, I don't know if you have another word for it, another name for it, but my watch. It tells me what's going on in my body, tells you, because you monitor it. My temperature right now is 96.4. Let's see, what else? I'm monitoring.
What's your mental stress score?
Let's see, 74 is the blood pressure.
I'll look it up.
You can find it on your end. It's usually like 14 or 15. And it's
Let's tell the folks what we're talking about.
Well, go ahead. It's your thing. I brought it up is because one of the items that you researched this week was the impact that 3,000 steps per day will have on you if you're an older adult, having to do with your cardiological care.
Let's unpack what you just talked about. Gosh. Doug is talking about this new program started by Medicare, picked up by most of the private insurers, called Remote Patient Monitoring, RPM. And this allows us to follow you when you're not in the office in real time. And what Medicare discovered was it keeps people out of the hospital, out of the emergency room. So it works for everybody. It saves money for the insurers. It helps the physician take better care of the patients, and it keeps the patients healthier. And there's numerous ways to do remote patient monitoring. We do it the high-tech way, We use this FDA-approved medical device. It's a watch. It looks like a watch. Tells time. It has an alarm. Gives you the date. But it does so much more. It connects to an app on Doug's phone. Then it connects to an app on my phone. And in real time, I can watch his blood pressure, his heart rate, his temperature, his oxygen saturation. If he uses it all day, it'll count your steps. If you sleep with it, it'll assess your how your quality and duration of sleep is. But what I love is this new bit of add-on from work done at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York City showing that heart rate variability. This is how your cycle length and your beat to beat of your heart, not to get too deep into the weeds, varies. It shows how the autonomic nervous system and the heart interact. Well, what it allows us to do is actually quantitate, put a number on what your mental stress is at the moment. So you tap the watch, and then it gives you a number between 1 and 100. This is not, this is real. This is not quackery. This has been worked out, published in good medical journals by professors of cardiology at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York, and it really works. We use heart rate variability, heart rate acceleration to quantitate your mental stress. So when your blood pressure's up, we can tell whether it's due to too stiff of your arteries, that's essential hypertension, or whether it's reactive or white coat hypertension. When the mental stress is up, we treat it with relaxation, whatever you do in your lifestyle to lower your stress levels. If it's essential hypertension, that needs medications, and we don't make the wrong decision, because if you treat emotional or white coat or reactive hypertension, all the same thing, with medications for blood pressure, when you're relaxed, you're on the floor, you're not feeling well, you hate your medications, you're not happy with your doctor, we can't blame you. And this allows us to make the right decision.
How about that? Now,
let's talk about this article that you brought up. Do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. This comes out of the Journal of Cardiovascular Development and Disease this week. And you mentioned about 3,000. This is adding 3,000. What they found was that an extra 3,000 steps a day can help older adults with high blood pressure significantly lower their blood pressure. Doug, about 80% of older adults in America have high blood pressure. Keeping it down can help protect against heart failure, heart attacks, and strokes. And this study focused on sedentary 68 to 78-year-olds who walked about 4,000 steps per day. These were considered sedentary folks and walking only 4,000 steps per day. And by adding an extra 3,000 steps to these folks to log 7,000 daily steps, it significantly helped lower their blood pressure and kept their blood pressure under control. Great news. Just an easy extra 3,000 steps a day can have great impact on lowering your risk of heart attack and stroke.
That is really wonderful information, wonderful news. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. Program brought to you by Calitrin in part. And the reason I bring this up now is because we're just talking about ways of lowering blood pressure. If you've got too much weight, you need to lose it so that you have the blood pressure where you want it, your weight, all the things that are important to your long life, longevity, are connected to your weight. And so if you want to lose weight the way the people who have overviewed many of these different programs over the years, they've settled in on something that's simple and non-toxic. It's a product called Calitrin. And Calitrin works because this sounds kind of silly. It works because it works, but it does work. And so when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin right now, you get a 90-day supply of Belly Blast. Ask for that when you're talking to your counselor. You can find the number for the counselor by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. You have the ability to talk to somebody who's an expert in this field to get some help as to how the program can best work for you. Calitrin benefits you by being a drug-free product, by boosting your energy, by providing you with better digestion, joint pain, better sleep, all of these things. And the Belly Blast curbs your sugar cravings. It's a mild appetite suppressant. It has fat burners that target the midsection. So all of these things in combo right now, ask about the two of them together when you're online at toploss.com and you get to your counselor. It's probably a practical way for you to deal with the weight loss program that is so much a part of the success of living long and prospering. Check it all out at the website for Calitrin, toploss.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus now on Good Day Health. We were talking on the Good Day program about Ozzy Osbourne and what he's going through with his Parkinson's. He said he was taking Tai Chi lessons, and that seems to be helping him. He has his family around him, so he's not subject to the focus of this particular study on how loneliness is affecting people who could even get Parkinson's going. It looks like that's the story here, Ken.
Yeah, interesting article this week out of the JAMA Neurology, you know, the Journal of the American Medical Association, we call it JAMA Neurology edition, that loneliness, Doug, may be associated with a significant increased risk of developing Parkinson's disease. And Parkinson's, unfortunately, is the second most common neurodegenerative condition after Alzheimer's disease. This finding, Doug, adds to the evidence that loneliness is a substantial psychosocial determinant of health. People who indicate they are lonely have a 37% greater likelihood of receiving a diagnosis of Parkinson's. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Yeah, you get right down to it. Is there any correlation between heart disease or other things in Parkinson's? You're the heart expert. You're the cardiologist. Do you see any correlation at all?
Well, there's a great relationship between loneliness and heart disease, but Parkinson's and heart disease, you know, that association, I'm not aware of.
All right, coming up, as we continue our discussion here with Dr. Ken, a suggestion of what happens, the information, the connection between job loss for women and what that does to their bodies. All right, that's one of the many things we have in our file to talk about this week on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around. We continue in a matter of moments.
The This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour now, this is Good Day Health, another weekend visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, trying to shepherd some of the thoughts here or ask the right questions. You can ask your question of Dr. Ken as well anytime. This works 24/7, as they say. 855-999-3684. Ken wanted to add one more thing to the discussion of Parkinson's. I asked him a question connecting heart disease or heart patients to Parkinson's. What'd you find, Ken?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to mention was that Parkinson's disease, especially the drugs that try to stimulate the brain, they can sometimes stimulate the heart and cause a wear and tear effect on the heart. And the wear and tear on the nervous system in Parkinson's disease can sometimes wear and tear on the autonomic nervous system that innervates the heart. So there are some possibilities that they do interact.
Yep. Well, so there you go. All right. I suggest that we ought to talk about what happens with women who lose their jobs, who may be pregnant. And this is kind of, it looks like, at first glance, it looks like a stretch. Pardon that pun. But I guess that, you know, there's something in here for a number of people. So how did you read this? What do we conclude here from this study?
There's a report this week in Human Reproduction, Doug, and it's not only the mother, it's also the father. And what they report, Doug, is there appears to be a link between job loss and miscarriage or stillbirth. The risk of miscarriage or stillbirth doubles after a pregnant woman or her partner lost their job.
And so what is the connection?
Well,
are you likely to lose your job? Likely to miscarriage
Give me a second. This study wasn't powered to figure out cause and effect. But how I would look at this is that any unexpected big risk stress, any big unexpected mental stress can cause unexpected changes in the pregnancy. And this is why both potential father and mother need to live a bit of a boring life during that pregnancy to make sure you get to the end and whatever you can to live a bit of a boring life will increase the likelihood of getting to a good end.
I saw a study of women bodybuilders. Interesting. Don't ask me why, how I came across that. I look at all kinds of
I know what you like
things.
Looking at.
Well, this woman was 8 months pregnant, and she was continuing with all of her activities and involved in contests and all kinds of things. And you could see where her belly was. And I just think all that jumping around can't necessarily be good for you. But obviously, in this case, it didn't hurt this woman. But is how I guess it just depends on the individual then, doesn't it?
Well, all the above. I think it depends on the individual, the health of the mother to start out. But again, you know, you wonder whether all that activity really is in the best interest of the child or mm-hmm. the best interest of the mother.
Yeah. Well, I guess yet to be determined under the circumstances. One of the other things that at some point in time, you know, you were talking about things that contribute to healthy babies. You know, don't smoke, don't drink, maybe a little moderate exercise. But all of it has to be tailored to you. And that's one of the things that you get away from sometimes your doctors and whether they always see all sides of issues when it comes to you. They need to know you well so that you get good advice, not cookie cutter advice, but good advice for you. That's where
everything in moderation.
From. Yeah, okay, there you go. That's pretty simple to understand. Coming up to half past the hour here on Good Day Health, more coming up from Dr. Ken.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. As the conflict with the Palestinian militant group Hamas persists, Israel's government and centrist opposition have come together to form a unity government. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who arrived in Israel earlier today, commented on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on this development.
We welcome the government's creation and the unity and resolve that it reflects across Israel society.
Two protesters were arrested during former college swimmer and women's sports activist Riley Gaines' Real Women's Day event at Pennsylvania State University. The two transgender activists, a male and a female, were handcuffed and put in a police car after shouting accusations and knocking over promotional materials. One Powerball ticket that was purchased just north of Los Angeles, California, worth $1.7 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. We're back again, another half hour with Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health for this weekend. The first full week in October. Lots of people are enjoying the beginning of fall. I was up in New York State and Vermont over the weekend, and the leaves were just beginning to turn. That's something you down in Florida don't have to put up with, because you have your trees pretty much stay green all year long. That's what so many people like about being in Florida. Anyway, so back to the work that Ken does to understand what's going on in some of these journals of medicine from the New England Journal of Medicine. Focus on a new antibiotic, which is good for staph infections. Don't ask me to pronounce this, because it's like most of the other drugs, you can't really pronounce it.
Well, anybody who's around medicine, Doug, has heard of MRSA. MRSA.
Right. Horrible. Ugh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get in the hospital more than any place else, actually, too, don't you?
Yes, and this is a deadly, horrible bacteria, methicillin-resistant staph aureus, and this is one we all fear when that comes back as present anywhere in the body, because it's a toughie. And this is really good news out of the New England Journal of Medicine. because there has not been a new antibiotic approved for the treatment of Staph aureus infection in the blood for over 15 years. And we've been concerned that the current antibiotics that we have are, the bugs are becoming resistant. The bugs are smart. They mutate and they get and develop resistance to the antibiotics. So the drug, it is a mouthful, ceftobiprole. It appears successful in fighting MRSA, meth-resistant staph infections, MRSA, and the drug is also effective in treating bacterial pneumonia. So this is a nice addition to the black bags that doctors have to help fight these horrible infections, especially found in hospitals. MRSA.
Yep. MRSA. Look out. Mercy, mercy. Don't let me get MRSA. Okay. Here's your favorite topic. I know you'll chuckle and know also that you'll say, no, it's not really. I'm just telling you like it is. What the latest is for those who compulsively smoke pot. And there was a survey this week that I talked about on the Good Day program indicating that 39 or 38% of the people in the country have tried pot, and 19% of the population, adult population, are regular users of marijuana. Okay, so what does that lead to as a cardiologist? What's your focus here?
Well, this is a publication this week in the medical journal Addiction. And what we learn is that adults with cannabis use disorder, Doug, they appear to have a roughly 60% higher risk of a first heart attack, stroke, or other major cardiovascular event than comparable individuals without this addiction.
So, it's a, as a, listen, I talked about it in terms of a lot of people listen to me regularly know that I had an opportunity a number of years ago to build a cannabis grow on my farm. It never came to be. It was, and people laughed at me because the ones who know me best know I've never done any drugs in my life, never smoked anything, don't drink. And so they thought it was a rather strange connection, but it was a way for me to pay off the mortgage on my farm. It didn't work, and so on we went. But I have introduced people who are my friends into certain cannabis businesses that I was aware of. It's a business like anything else, and you got to know what you're getting into like anything else. Some people don't pay attention to the negatives. They only pay attention to the positives, and I think with most anything, there's always going to be, except I can't with smoking find anything positive about that, although young kids seem to think that if they smoke, girls especially, they'll be thin and beautiful, but they're not thinking about how horrible their breath is and how much they stink because of the smoke that's gotten into their clothing. So anyway, I guess I'm off on a toot here. Let's keep, let's go to something that's good. We have a study here focused on tea drinking. And once again, your angle on it as a cardiologist.
Yes, this comes out of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes. They're having an annual meeting this weekend in Hamburg, Germany, Doug. And what we learn is that dark tea, have you ever had dark tea?
Yeah.
Dark tea is fermented. It actually might help keep diabetes away. What we learn is that tea lovers who drink this dark tea every day, they have a whopping 53% lower risk of developing pre-diabetes and a 47% reduced risk of getting actual diabetes, possibly by moving more sugar out of the body through the urine. But drinking any kind of tea, this is also some good news, still helps lowering the chances of pre-diabetes by 15% and regular diabetes by 28%. So this is an amazing effect of tea. You want to look for, if you can find it, this dark tea.
Tea for two. Da-da-da-da-da-da-dun. All right, so there's the story for those of you who are tea drinkers. Let's go back to the discussion, I mean, not to the exact discussion, but the business about taking care of your body. We had a specific focus on what happens to people who eat too much. Now here's a focus on your eating habits and midlife weight gain. I don't think this is a surprise. Why do they have to have a study of this? I mean, doesn't everybody know this?
This wasn't a surprise. This came out of the British Medical Journal, BMJ, this week. And it basically confirms what we know, but it helps give us some headlines and remind everybody the message about weight gain in midlife. It is probably familiar, Doug. Avoid excess sugar, starchy vegetables, and refined carbohydrates, and at the same time eat more fruit, whole grains, and green leafy vegetables rich in fiber. This is the way to avoid the weight gain in midlife.
Yep. Be conscious. We all like to have a little ice cream. Maybe every once in a while we eat a little too much. But I have found myself, you'll be proud of me when you see me next winter. I have lost 5 pounds. I just wanted to get rid of some of the just, I don't know, what fat, whatever the heck it was that I seemed to carry around. But I also have, like you, concentrated more on exercising and making sure that the muscles stay as they are, or in fact maybe even get stronger, because as you get older, you have more of an opportunity, and I say that in quotation marks, to hurt yourself if you don't have any muscles to hold yourself together. Muscles hold a skeleton together, and if you don't have strong muscles, not only can you not do a lot of things, and I'm very active, and I don't want to not be able to do the things that I've always been able to do, but I also want to hold my body together. And I think that that's one of the things that people just kind of, they forget about it. You think that's because doctors don't do enough reminding of what happens to you as you get older?
Are you doing strength training now?
Yes, yeah, a lot of it. Yep.
Well, good.
Yeah. I noticed, and here's kind of what prompted me into it. Most people know that listen to me that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I've been around cows and around the farm all my life, and I found it distressing when in the last year or so I've noticed I couldn't do a lot of the things that I used to be able to do. Or I didn't want, let's just put it this way, I didn't want to chance it because I didn't want to, you know, I've wrecked both of my shoulders falling down on the ice and falling off of trucks and stuff. And so I'm conscious of that. But there's a way of building up that strength in that area, the back, the way you lift things, all of that. Maybe not everybody's going to do it as strenuously as I do, but still the lesson is there in these little tidbits of information about holding your body together. I'm sure that Ken can tell you when he sees as many patients as he does every day at the clinic that there are some people who, you know, they kind of keep up and want to be strong as they get older, and other people let themselves go. And that's a recipe for disaster, I think, anyway. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. The best way to stay healthy is just to stay physically fit. And it helps with your mental fitness also.
Yeah, it sure does. I have more going on in my life now than I ever have. And I need to get every once in a while, especially when you go to bed with stuff on your mind, you're going to wake up in 4 hours and start thinking about, okay, how do I fix that? And exercise is a great way to, sometimes I find myself getting out of bed. I'll go downstairs, I have a gym in my basement, and I'll work there for 14, 15, 16 minutes, go upstairs and go right out. So it's different for everybody, but exercise,
it's a great stress reducer for everybody. Yeah,
sure is. All right, here's the story of the largest study ever done of suicide genetics. Wow, what a downer. But I suppose the information is important because this way you can find out who's at risk. I was talking,
exactly.
I do another program called the American Family Farmer. And one of the things we talked about this week on the program was this very problem that farmers are having because there's so much disappointment, so much, it's just a mess. Everything, the weather and the government and all these things. So suicide, the only profession that's higher in suicide deaths than farming is the service, being in the service. So what is this big study of suicide? What particular angle did it take?
This comes out of the American Journal of Psychiatry this week, Doug. It's new research. It's discovered that there are 12 gene variants that may be tied to an increased risk of attempting suicide. These genes also may have links with physical and mental health woes, including chronic pain, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, the so-called ADHD, and lung conditions and heart disease also. And what I think this tells us is that it's so important in each one of us to know our family history of suicide, of attempted suicide. And if we do have a family history, before we can actually start doing these actual gene tests, just take the appropriate precautions and know that you're at risk. And just, you know, we can talk for a while about what you could do to lower the risk.
Yeah.
Just having somebody around.
Support.
Having
support.
Someone you can talk, you know, making a deal with somebody that if you feel suicidal, you're going to let them know.
Yeah. And there are suicide prevention hotlines all over the place.
Yes.
A lot more.
Isn't it 811?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more than there used to be, that's for sure. But still, it is a it's a major problem. It really is. It's a major problem. All right. I don't want you to forget about the opportunity to, if you have a lot of stress and you want to get away for a couple of nights, here's your chance to do it by calling 800-419-3684. You're not eligible. You get 2 free nights in Las Vegas just by calling that number. No trick. There are a lot of people who don't want to just go for a couple of nights, so this is your entree. You don't have to pay for 2 nights. Maybe you want to go for 4 or whatever it is. Doesn't make any difference. Help yourself to a good time. Have some fun. Call 800-419-3684. As we were just saying, need to get rid of, to get away and get rid of the stress and walk around there and enjoy the shows and have some good meals, all that stuff. You want your chance to win? Go to Las Vegas by calling 800-419-3684 right now. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. If you have particular questions that you'd like to ask, you certainly are free to do so. There's a toll-free line. Not that toll-free anymore makes any difference because most people in their programs that they have on their cell phone call anywhere. But dial this number for questions for Dr. Ken. 855-999-3684. Okay? Shall I repeat it? 855-999-3684 for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Joins us every week at this time. There are lots of ways that when you listen to Ken, you sort of start asking yourself questions. Well, what do I know about this and what do I know about that? Or what would I like to know? So if you want a really pleasant conversation from a doctor who's listening and not doing all the talking, you ought to call him at the office, 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. A lot of people listen.
Can I just point out that the Nobel Prize for Medicine was just recently awarded this year to two scientists from my old alma mater, Medical School, University of Pennsylvania.
Really?
And it was awarded for their work in understanding how messenger RNA and the immune system interact, and it's this discovery that has allowed us to have the technology, the mRNA technology, to make these vaccines that really in 2020 saved many, many lives from COVID-19. And now, unfortunately, it's become very controversial, and we won't go there, but this will allow the production of other vaccines, other treatments in medicine, and for the development of this technology, these two scientists from Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman from the University of Pennsylvania, who did the work there, were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Congratulations.
All right. There you go. Okay. A lot of people in our audience would be considered seniors, 65 plus. They're interested in their health more often than people who are younger. There's a question about medicines and whether or not taking certain meds can harm your driving skills. So is this a yes or a no?
Yes, there are certain medications definitely that will affect seniors and their driving skills. This comes out of JAMA Network Open, Doug, this week. The drugs include painkillers, especially the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, antidepressants and sleep aids, anything that just makes you a little more depressed and tired, that takes away the anxiety. These are the meds. And the question is whether it's the medications themselves that actually impair your driving skills as a senior, or the problems that you're treating impair them. And it's probably a combination of both.
All right. So there's that answer to that question. A lot of people are focused on, there's so many strikes, so many unions, and so many people, so many workers on strike. Apparently some of the big hospitals, I know in my town, the nurses in the hospital are on strike. A tenant owns the hospital, and they do a terrible job managing it. And I also noticed some of the Kaiser Permanente workers are going on strike, getting ready to. So what the heck does that do to the healthcare system when, like, Kaiser has millions of people in states all over the country that they care for? What the heck happens?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a tough question. Good health care is expensive. Labor is a huge expense. People who work in hospitals deserve to be paid adequately, and they're asking for more and more. And the question is, where's that going to come from? The patients complain about cost, and the people taking care of them complain about being paid inadequately. So it's a real challenge. I mean, we deal with it in our office. It's a struggle because nobody wants to pay for good care, and good care is expensive. And people who take care of we're not talking about the doctor. We're talking about the people who take care of the patients in addition to the physician, and they deserve to be taken care of well also. But where's it going to come from? Is a good question.
Well, it's coming. This is what the argument is for national health care. Socialized medicine, because the people,
then it's going to come out of your taxes, and
right.
and then a question then becomes of quality, nationalization doesn't solve the problem.
No, not at all. All right, Dr. Ken here to solve your problems. Questions for Dr. Ken? Part of Good Day Health here.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.